Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is about unconditional divine love. So that's our intention, is that may everybody be able to have unconditional divine love for everybody else all the time. So tune into that frequency and hold that for a second. It's hard to imagine holding that frequency of unconditional divine love for everybody. Kind of, I don't know anybody. I mean, I guess the only person that they say has done that is Christ. It's hard to even imagine holding unconditional divine love and still being able to work in the world. But it's possible. I believe it's possible. And I think that's where we're headed. But before we get going, I want to talk about a few things that are happening at the Sound Healing Institute, and then we'll get right into our recording here that I want to play today. We've got an open house, if you happen to be in the Bay Area. We've got an open house tomorrow from 1 to 5 or 6 o'clock. We're going to be doing lectures and mostly experiential work, where we'll be doing some toning and chanting and playing sound music projects and binaural beats and just a wide range of things to bring you into a state of unconditional divine love and just bliss, just general bliss. And then we'll throw people on the sound tables and the sound chair. We have a new sound chair that actually rotates, tilts back, and so you have free experiences on the sound tables and sound chairs. So if you can make it, we're at 739 Bryant Street in San Francisco, if you're in the area at all. If you're not in the area, or if you're ever in town, you know, you can always give us a call and set up a free tour, and we'll give you a personal tour at your convenience. We also have some classes coming up. We've got, we just started the online sound healing program. We've got another starting point coming up on May 9th, but you could jump in right now, and that's with live instructors, and it's been working out really well. We also have recordings of each of the classes, so you could do it as a recorded program as well at your own convenience. With the live instructors, it's Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, and then Saturday mornings, San Francisco time. We also have May 18th, we have the full 3.5 months certificate program begins. And that's mostly night classes with some weekends. And that's the first semester of our associate degree program. And then on June 8th through the 20th, we just scheduled a summer intensive. So if you're out of town, it's an ideal program for you to fly in and do the whole program. We've got it scheduled from 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night for 14 days. And it's very intensive. First I thought we might kill people, but what happens is people get in the zone and then they go really deep. So it's been really, really worked really well the last 5 or 6 times we've done it. So that's happening. We also have Sound Healing Music Production beginning May 18th, where we teach you how to use Pro Tools and do music production with binaural beats and tuning, you know, frequencies to chakras, a full range of experiences and music production techniques for sound healing. We also have that course online starting up again April 28th. So give us a call at 415-777-2486. It's 415-777-2486, or you can call 800-9000-MIX, 800-9000-MIX. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And our website, of course, is soundhealingcenter.com. We also are doing work with Parkinson's patients right now, And if you know anybody with Parkinson's, we have a free research project where they can come in and get a treatment if they, you know, agree to give us feedback and be videotaped. And that's coming up May 2nd and May 3rd, Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and May 3rd. We're also doing treatments for Parkinson's patients as well. We found that the music that we do on the sound table and sound chair helps to get rid of symptoms almost completely for almost 48 hours, and then helps people sleep and just brings people into a whole new perspective on their life sometimes. So if you're interested, you can contact us on that. We're also now looking at doing work with autism, with kids with autism. So we're just getting underway with that. And so there's a full range of things going on. We just received a Nutri-Energetic system, which is like a $10,000 system that sends quantum fields through your body and does an assessment of what's going on in your system. It's like a 30-page readout of everything going on, and then recommends nutraceuticals for your system. So if you're interested in that, we're now going to be doing treatments in about a week and a half once we get the system set up. And along with that, I have done a CD that has just now been released. I've never talked about it because it hadn't been released, but we just released it. It's a CD I spent about 9 months working on, where we took the archetypal healing fields that have been studied by Nutri-Energetic System for 15 years, and they gave me the frequencies to use for all these different archetypal healing fields. And there's quite a few songs here. Let me read the notes off the CD. The information encoded into each track is provided by Nutri-Energetic System based on decades of research into the human body field. This is information is not in the form of subliminal messaging, but is a series of abstract mathematical data streams that are an integral and natural aspect of the coherence of the body field. This data has actually been used to structure the music with notes and melodies based on bioinformation sequences correlating to bioenergetic therapeutic effects. It's really powerful. The songs on here are Qi Energy, Relax and Regenerate, Confidence Heart, Energetic Detox, Sleep Well, Creative Spirit, Electromagnetic Field Protection, Sexual Energy, Space Clearing and Chill, Mental Clarity, Unconditional Love, and Balance and Healing. And in fact, the song, so if you're interested in that, we should have it up on the site within just a couple of days here. We just got the CD mailed to us, just got it yesterday. And so we'll have that up. And one of the songs, Unconditional Love, is the song that I've played before on here many times. And it's been on our site for quite a while. There's a video on YouTube. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, there's a link to it where you can play the video. And it has all the different masters who actually do unconditional divine love. It also has images of Christian the Lion, of him hugging his owners, and also images of mothers with babies, images of Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, and also images of sacred geometry that are about unconditional divine love. It's really a beautiful CD if you go to, or song on YouTube. If you go to Unconditional Divine Love on YouTube, you'll find it as well. It's a blue cover, blue sacred geometry cover, if you search for Unconditional Divine Love. So that's a lot of what's going on right now. Of course, we do have CDs and crystal bowls and tuning forks we sell as well. And that's it. So today is about unconditional divine love. And it's really a very powerful frequency. I've had many discussions about whether you just bring that energy in to you as a streaming energy, because I've had one psychic that I work with said that the way divine love comes in is it comes in through the thymus gland, right below your neck, and it comes through the thymus gland down through your body into your heart. So in that respect, it's like a streaming energy. It's also an energy that you can send to somebody. You know, it's interesting to think about sending love to someone. Sending love to someone. So it's like a streaming energy, a very high frequency. We talked a lot about this, so I'm not going to go into very much detail, but I always think of it as a very high energetic field or frequency. And then when we make the sound of divine love, I imagine, don't know for sure, but I imagine that we're octavizing it down. Octavizing it down means that we're taking the actual pitch or note of that unconditional divine love at a very high frequency and then cutting it in half, which is still the same note. When you take the frequency and you chop it in half or divide it by half, then you get the exact same note. So if that frequency happens to be D, which a lot of people say, some people say it might be F based on the chakras. I tend to think it's D, but who knows? You know, then you take that super high frequency and you can octavize it down. And so you can then, I mean, you can really take that energy and put it into any note, though. So, you know, it's like, is it really a note? I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm sure there's certain notes that seem to resonate it more. And, you know, seems like it would be nice if they would just give us the manual and tell us this one day. You know, it seems like even the people that seem to know all get different takes on it. So there's no consistency around here. So one day we will all know, though. But it is a very high frequency that can stream in or can be channeled to someone. So it's, you know, it can be channeled through your heart. And in that respect, you can almost think of it as an electromagnetic field, which is what the heart puts out. And it's actually putting out this electromagnetic field to someone. Or you can think of it as the quantum field, where it's actually just resonating that frequency, and you're really just using your intention to transmit that energy to someone. Now, the other paradigm or the other structure that people relate to even more commonly is that we are divine love. We are unconditional love. And actually, I always used to think of it as streaming energy, and Don, who is the head of BBS here radio, one day said, we are love. And I said, oh yeah, okay. And so I started getting into it and incorporated that into the whole discussion, because the truth is, every single cell of our body, every single cell of the universe is filled with divine love, unconditional divine love. Every single cell is resonating that frequency. I really think that divine love is only one frequency of spirit and one frequency of the cosmos. It's actually a very specific frequency that comes from spirit. And spirit actually holds many frequencies. It holds the frequency of joy, holds the frequency of appreciation, and divine love is just one of them. So a lot of people think of unconditional divine love as being just spirit. And you know, it's, who cares, as long as you're getting the energy and it comes in and resonates in your every being, in your soul. So what I've done is I've taken this archetypal healing field from nutri-energetic systems, and I've taken the notes that are that field and recorded a song that I've been playing on guitar since I was 16. Years ago, I used to have anxiety attacks, and whenever I'd play this song, they would go away. And the whole concept of this song is based on spirals. As you'll see, there are three main spirals in the song. It builds up over the first 6 minutes and peaks out and then breaks back down to really mellow section. And then it builds up again, another mountain spiral, and then breaks down. And then it builds up for a third time into a really powerful mountain spiral with lead electric guitar and Sylvina, one of our instructors here, just screaming divine love. And then breaks back down to pure, pure peace. The purest peace and stillness you can imagine. So I always think of it as a spiral up and down. And when we had one Parkinson's patient come in and I played this song for her, she completely got still. She stopped shaking. After 5 minutes, she stopped shaking. And she said to me, the movement in the song matches the way her muscles move. And that made it so she could relax. Okay. So, not only did I take the homeopathic remedy, the notes of the homeopathic remedy of unconditional divine love from Nutri Energetic Systems, but I completely took the whole vibration. So when I was doing this song, I went into that vibration, held it, and every note I played, I checked to make sure that it wasn't taking me out of that vibration. In fact, that it was supporting and resonating that vibration. So the whole field, along with my intention in this song, is totally about that vibration. Whenever I had anybody play on this song, I did a whole meditation with them and a whole tuning and to get them into that vibration and to let them know, to hold that intention. So everybody that plays on this really gets into it. So, what else? Unconditional divine love. Well, let's play it here. What I would like for you to do, and this is a 30-minute version, I'd like for you to focus on that energy of being unconditional divine love or having it stream into your heart from above or from wherever. Some people even have it stream into their heart from the earth. And hold that energy through the whole time here. And enjoy. And I'll be there right with you. as I always say, silence is the best part of sound healing, but it's hard to be silent for too long on the radio. Should probably have a whole radio show where we just book an hour and just be quiet. But it's always nice to have music to bring you, or sound to bring you to a state of peace and silence. You know what this song is about? It's really taking that unconditional divine love into power. Into power. Until you can scream with it in beauty. So bringing it into your power, into your third chakra, and really being in power with unconditional divine love. Because a lot of people think, if we're going to be in unconditional divine love with everybody, people will walk all over us. But if you do it right, if you bring it into all chakras, especially power chakra, then you're in your power still. You can also just hold it in your heart and hold your power in your third chakra. It's nice just to bring it through all chakras, though. That was, again, that was Sylvina singing Jeff Atkinson on scream and guitar. And then Maestro Curtis, who's one of our instructors that teaches music theory, inner music theory here, played all the piano parts, and all the lead parts. And we're looking to do another concert series here pretty soon with the group, and so you can stay tuned for that. And if you're interested in the CD, it's on our website now. The next step is really, once you're in unconditional divine love, to really move into a whole state. It's actually, you don't even have to move there, but it's where compassion comes from. Because when you're in a state of unconditional divine love, compassion is that next step. As I've talked a bit about before, compassion is easy when you can really relate to the person who needs the compassion. If you see someone starving, especially if you're hungry, it's easy to have compassion for them. If you see someone who's in pain, it's easy to have compassion for them. If you see someone who's hurting or emotionally distraught, it's easy to have compassion. But when someone hurts you, it's a little more difficult. Someone rips you off by your perception. It's a little more difficult. Someone kills someone in your family. It starts to get really difficult. Probably the worst is somebody hurting your children. Then it's really difficult. I was inspired by a radio show I saw or heard with two guys from Israel and Palestine. And this was on PBS radio. And both of them had had their entire family killed by the other side. And what they did is they got together and they put together a whole talk, a whole lecture tour, where they went to elementary schools and high schools throughout Israel and Palestine and got up and said, if anybody in the world has reason for revenge, it is us. Our families are dead. My wife and all of our children are dead. I can hardly say this without crying. And we're here to tell you that compassion is the only answer. Because otherwise, more people are going to feel the same pain that we do. So let's stop the revenge. Let's stop it. And this whole concept comes right down to every single conflict you have in every single relationship in your life. The second you get upset, and goodness gracious, I know I'm learning this lesson. The second you get upset, you're doing the same thing that you're upset about. But ultimately, compassion comes, this is where I think we're all going, when we see that we're all one. When we go to that place where we are all one, and that's what a lot of people say is going to happen when 2012 happens, is we will all be in a place where we're all one. At one point, David Wilcock talks about this as well. And then when you're in that place, it's easy to have compassion because you see the reality of how we're all connected. And then in that place, it's a place where we're all one. That place is where we all are. Unconditional, universal, divine love. So, hold this frequency. Hold it as long as you can into the evening, through the rest of the weekend, through the rest of the week. Weeks ahead. Imagine holding it through months. Imagine holding it through years. Oh my God. Imagine holding it for lifetimes. May we all meet there. Take care.